KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We're live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers this afternoon, and we'd like to welcome Bonnie Bishop to Studio 1A. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Yeah, you'll be at the Cactus on Monday night. You have a brand new album that should be out in less than 2 weeks from now that's called Ain't Who I Was. Is there a significance to that title?
Yes, there is a lot. I think that it's, the journey of becoming who we're meant to be. And I've learned that's a lifelong journey. I know I ain't who I was, but I'm, still growing towards
a work in progress.
A work in progress, yes, aren't
okay.
we all?
You're joined here today by Southpaw Matt Powell on the guitar.
Hello.
A fellow
Lefty.
Southpaw.
Are you? Very
yeah.
good. Very
oh,
good.
Indeed. So we can get you to do a tune?
Yeah, I'm going to play the title track for you. And Ain't Who I was written by my good friend Adam Hood and Brent Cobb.
Well, it's true, all you've heard. I'm living like a gypsy and I can't be cured of this homesick blues that I've come down with. When I stay out late every night in a different state, getting high as a kite until I come down, I don't realize that I'm just flying. When I suppose you know I can dig myself a hole, I've been told time and again, yeah, the rumors are true, but I ain't who I was back then. These days I'm good and I'm grown, and I'm wrong most of the time. Forgive or forget me if my reasons don't. But don't take it so hard. Hell, it's just part of living the dream. When you pick and just sing. When I'm finally proud of who I am now. Cause it ain't who I was. But I ain't who I was back then. These days I'm good and I'm grown, and I'm alone most of the time. Forgive or forget me if my reasons don't. Just part of living the dream. When you pick and just sing. And I'm finally proud of who I am now. Cause it ain't who I was. Lord, I'm finally proud of who I am now. Thank God it ain't who I was.
Bonnie Bishop is with us here live in Studio 1A this afternoon. That's a title track from her new album that'll be out in just a couple of weeks on May the 27th. You've got roots here in Austin. You're a graduate of UT.
I wore my orange today.
Yeah, you did.
I graduated from UT in 2001. I have a degree in sociology and a degree in theater and a minor in Italian, just to make sure that I
got all the
couldn't
bases
get
covered.
A job. Yes. Yes. I wanted to be sure I ended up being a musician.
So where is home now for you?
Well, I have had my stuff in Nashville for the past 8 years. I stayed in Austin for 10 years after college and then moved to Nashville, signed a writing deal there, and was there for quite a lot longer than I thought I was going to be there. Now things are kind of moving in a direction where I think I'm going to be able to establish a dual residency. So I'm looking out in Wimberley. My family's all out in Wimberley. Huh. So yeah, I'm very homesick for Austin. There's really no place in the world like it.
You were playing music when you were in Austin, am I right?
I was. Not quite this kind of music, but when I first came to UT, I was actually in the opera program. So I was classically trained, and then I think all the blues scene downtown kind of was infectious, and I sensed that there was this whole lifestyle that I had never been privy to, and I wanted to live it, and you know, made some friends with some local musicians and took the detour into songwriting, and you know, been there ever since.
I understand you spent some time in your high school years in Mississippi, and that experience really kind of... Talk about that.
Absolutely.
Musically, how that affected you.
Yes, we moved to Mississippi when I was 12. When I arrived at school, it was culturally very different from the suburb that I had grown up in Houston, and I was a racial minority. I was one of three white girls in our choir, and hearing all those girls singing, they had a totally different timbre to their voice. They sang with a lot more breathiness than what I had been around, and they would stand around in circles at recess and harmonize for fun. One day they called out and they were like, "Hey, white girl, come over here, sing that high part." And so I came over and they like brought me into the harmony circle, and they taught me how to do vibrato, and I kept asking them like, why does your voice sound like that, all breathy and whatever? And they were like, "Girl, that's soul." That's what they would tell me.
We're talking this afternoon to Bonnie Bishop, who will be at the Cactus Cafe on Monday night. So tell us quickly how this album came about.
David Macias, who owns 30 Tigers Records, they've put out Sturgill Simpson and Jason Isbell and a bunch of great projects. He said, "I think that you haven't had the right producer, and I think that person is Dave Cobb." And Dave Cobb had yet to blow up into, you know, he hadn't put out the Chris Stapleton record yet, but he was making it. And he said, "You know, you're not a country singer. I think that's where you've kind of like not been able to find your sound." He said, "I think you're a soul singer." And he was wanting to make a soul record on a female, having 30 Tigers come on board and say, "We're going to pick up this record." And Dave Cobb believing in me, just showing up in the studio and singing. That was a lot for me to overcome to get to that point, but I'm so glad.
And the result is the forthcoming album, Ain't Who I Was. We just heard the title track. It comes out in just a couple of weeks on May the 27th. Once again, Bonnie Bishop will be at the Cactus Cafe on Monday night. Can you do another tune from
the
album?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm going to go sit at this gorgeous piano.
All righty. We're live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9 with Bonnie Bishop and her friend Matt Powell on guitar.
I gotta warn you, babe. This may change everything. I wouldn't blame you for walking out. You hear what I have to say. Is this what's supposed to be? A temporary thing. But might I persuade you not to go? You should know
you will be loving. This would be so wonderful. We both had heartaches, babe. And you know I'm still vulnerable. You put your trust in. Come by it honestly, 'cause there's just no way I could lie to you. I'm telling you the truth. You will be loving. Oh, you will be loving. Oh, that's all. Give you patience, I'll show you tenderness, and I'll open my heart like my life depends on it. I'll give you the best part, don't care how the stakes are. Lord, I'll risk it all.
The soulful strains there of Miss Bonnie Bishop, along with Matt Powell on guitar, and tune from the new album, You Will Be Loved. The new album is entitled Ain't Who I Was, and it comes out on May the 27th.
Yeah. And boy, I wish I could take this Steinway with me on tour.
Yeah, wouldn't
you don't mind, do you?
Bonnie Bishop will be at the Cactus Cafe on Monday. You can purchase tickets and get more information at cactuscafe.org. So when you're out touring, do you usually have a band, or you?
I do a lot of different configurations. You know, you kind of have to be flexible in the music business.
Sure do.
On this run, I've got my band with me, which is awesome. You know, bass, drums, piano, guitar.
Well, thanks for coming in today to Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman have been our engineers. We're going to close out the live portion, but Bonnie's going to do another song or two, and the entire set will be up on our website probably by tonight at kutx.org. So good luck with the new release, Bonnie.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It's really special to be back here at my alma mater and you know, get to do a show at the Cactus. I mean, it feels really great to be home. So thank you. Thanks for the welcome.
It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.